In Genesis chapter 1, we have gone through Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy in our scripture readings. And we began in Leviticus and going through Deuteronomy because we had already gone through preaching through Genesis and Exodus. But now we'll come back to Genesis now as we finish Deuteronomy. In Genesis chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 through 31. The whole chapter. In Genesis 1, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give lights on the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle, creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given everything, every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And those are the words of our God. Genesis 1, you know, is a description of how our God created the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. And we have here first a description, as we think of the whole chapter, the six literal days of creation that God made all things. And that on the first day, God created lights. And verses 3 through 5, the firmament of the second day, verses 6 through 8, verses 9 through 13, the third day, the sea, the earth and its fruit, the creation of the sun and moon on the fourth day, verses 14 through 19, which is amazing because he created light on the first day. And then the fifth day, the fish and the birds, verses 20 and 23, and then the sixth day, the animals, verses 24 and 25. Verses 26 and 28, he created man and food for both, verses 29 and 30. And everything the Lord created, it says, was very good. And a couple of things we see that we make note of is that God created man, male and female. He created them in, he created us in his image. And we need to remember that we ought to reflect his image. Especially in marriage, which is shown forth, that male and female together. Another thing that you might have noticed is that God said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over all the creatures that he's given. And so we ought, that's still a creation ordinance. But another thing that he gives us here, he shows us, is his very Son, Jesus Christ. In John 1, we are reminded of Christ's role in creation. It says there in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, that's Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And speaking of Christ as the light of the world, 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so the calling to us from our God, from Genesis 1, is to give him all the glory as our Creator, as our Sustainer, but also as our Savior in Christ Jesus. All must come to Jesus if they are to come out of the darkness, for he is the light. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise this day. We're thankful for your word that you are the God who created all things in the space of 6 days and all very good. We are thankful that though you, as you made all things very good, even the fruit trees, everything for man to eat in the garden. And yet, Father, it is us in union with Adam that fell, that we had all the trees of the garden. And yet we chose the one you said not to eat of. And that if we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that we would surely die. And we have in union with him. But Father, we give praise and we give all thanks and glory to your name that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ. That Christ calls all who hear unto himself. He offers himself. And Father, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we would turn unto him, the light of the world. He who created and made all things. Jesus Christ, your Son. And that we have this promise, that if we do so, that we are no longer in union with Adam, but in union with Jesus Christ. Now we are no longer those who are defined by sin, but we are defined by Christ and His righteousness. And Father, we pray in that You would clothe us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, Your Son, that those who were once dead in their trespasses and sins, we praise You because it says, but God made us alive together with Him, with Christ. And so, Father, we give You praise for Your Son. We give You praise for the gospel. We give You praise for the marvelous light of Your grace that You shined into our hearts. And You brought us out of darkness and into that marvelous light of Your Son. Father, this day we pray that we would treat Your creation as it deserves. That we have dominion over it. You've given us dominion over it. And yet, Father, often we don't take care of the creation around us. We litter and destroy unnecessarily. But Father, we ask that You would give us hearts that love to make Your creation beautiful in the strength of Your Holy Spirit. But not only that we would think of creation, but we would remember that we are also part of that creation. And that we would strive in all of our being in the strength of the Holy Spirit alone to continue to pursue beauty that is found in Christ, cleansing of our sin and turning unto Him in all things. Father, we have many requests today that revolve around Your church. We pray for our congregation here. We ask that You would uphold us and provide for each one and protect. We're thankful for news that Russ is able to return this week, Lord willing, to work. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for the outlook that many others will return to work throughout the church in the world, at least in our nation. We pray that that would come soon and that You would uphold those who are lonely in this time, that You would grant them Your grace and joy in the Holy Ghost and Your mercy to see even from Your word the promises that even when we are all alone, there with us is Your Son, even by the Spirit of Christ in our hearts. And so we are never alone as Your people. Father, we're thankful for the churches like Columbia and Denison. We're thankful for our brothers and sisters, but we plead that You would provide ministers for them, pastors to be regularly preaching the Word of God to them and shepherding them and meeting with them. And Father, we ask that You would provide soon, lest these congregations go astray. Father, we pray also for Pastor Steiner that You would heal his body, his throat, and that infection or virus that he has. We ask that You would strengthen him and bring him back so that Shawnee can return to having their outdoor services soon. Father, we pray and ask for Your help with those who may be going to the doctor soon by a surgery or a scan, an MRI, or anything like that. Father, we ask that You would heal Your people, strengthen the weak bones and muscles that we have, and be with us. Strengthen us so that we might worship You, and strengthen us that we might minister the gospel. And be those instruments of Yours to tell people of the good news of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us to love You and follow You and even to take up our cross in following You. Father, we also ask this day that You would save, You would cause Your Spirit to go out and call our governing authorities to come unto you, to come unto Christ. As you call us to pray, so we pray, and we ask that you would bring that about for them, for kings and rulers and all in authority. For you desire all types of people to be saved. And Father, we ask that you would even save them and then cause them to rule according to your word. And even when they rebel against you, Father, just as you've done many times we see in the scriptures, use wicked rulers for your means to bring about the salvation of the elect. And so open up churches, and we ask that you would cause the gospel to go out boldly and faithfully, and that many would come unto salvation. Father, we pray that our nation would turn back to you, for we have always rebelled as a nation, even from the very beginning, when we have exalted in ourselves, saying, "We the people," when we should have bowed and said, "Christ is King." Father, forgive us as your church, and forgive us as a nation, if that be your will. But show mercy if it be your will also. And yet we know now has come time of judgment, but there is coming a greater judgment. And because of that, Father, may we worship you in spirit and in truth all the more, and praise your name, and turn from our sin unto you in all things. We ask for your help in all this, even praising you for all that you've provided for us and all the hearts that you've given us to give unto you, to give unto the church for the good and the spread of the gospel. We pray that you would bless all of our giving, even unto one another, and that you would bless your people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.